This is Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie, and we're linking up now with Afghanistan. We can speak to the Four Scots, the Highlanders 2IC, Major Jim Loudon, who's also the Battle Group Chief of Staff for the Combined Force in Lashkargah. Jim, good to speak to you. First of all, Four Scots, what is the role for Four Scots?
Four Scots have got a pretty diverse role at the moment. They sit within the largest city of Helmand Province, which is Lashkargah. And what they're responsible for is developing the ANSF, the Afghan National Security Force's capability within the AO. And this stems from in the centre of the city, right through to the periphery, in the more rural areas, and also up into the main road, which is known as the 601.
Now, it's just over 2 months into the deployment, and have things settled down as far as you guys are concerned, and that everybody's now acclimatised?
Yes, the soldiers have done extremely well. They've because of their high levels of fitness and their good level of training, they've managed to adapt to the heat very, very well. They understand what they need to carry to sort of combat the problems in associated with heat, so they carry ample food and water to sustain them. But they operate 24 hours a day, and although the heat's a consideration, they do extremely well.
And your role as Chief of Staff 2IC for the battalion, this won't be your first deployment, but I'm guessing it's your first deployment in that role.
This is my second deployment personally to Afghanistan. I was out here on Herat-Kate, but this is my first deployment quite by in this role. Pretty diverse, very, very busy, and I effectively write all the plans for the commanding officer for other people to go out and execute.
How would you say the two deployments differ between your last one and this current one?
They do differ enormously, whereas before I was obviously in a different role and spent a lot more time on the ground. It was a lot more kinetic. The ANSF were not quite so developed. They weren't quite so willing to be in the forefront of the operation. Now they have confidence in their own abilities. Now they have a confidence that they can move forward, that they can plan and they can execute, and this sees ourselves sort of taking more and more of a back step, providing more support perhaps at a distance rather than being up front and personal with them as we were a few years ago. However, this can be pretty localized, so in some areas we still need to be with them hand in hand, partnering shoulder to shoulder, but in other areas they can take more of a lead and then call on us for in extremist support.
Now, it's Armed Forces Day coming up this Saturday. Is that something that you guys will be observing? Will you be doing anything in particular, or will it just be another day on the ground?
Armed Forces Day for us out here, obviously we're very grateful for the support that we have from the British public, without whom we couldn't achieve what we're achieving out here. But equally, we'll try and celebrate it in our own little way, but operations roll on, so our ability to sort of stop and reflect are fairly limited.
For you personally, as a serving soldier, is Armed Forces Day something that you think is a really important fixture on the calendar? Is it something that, you know, makes it maybe just the your chest puff out slightly more?
No, I am all in favour of Armed Forces Day. As I said, it's an opportunity to sort of be pretty proud of what we do, but secondly, it's an opportunity to sort of say thank you, as I said before, for the great support that we get from the public. It is something which we deem quite important, and it does sit firmly on our military calendar.
Now, you have the families, obviously, back in Germany, and there'll be some families in Scotland as well. Does that cause any logistic problems, would you say, with the bulk of the family and the welfare team, for example, being in Germany?
There are some issues and considerations that we work through, but we pre-planned for it all. And there's an extremely competent team back in Germany who has good reach back into Scotland as well to keep the families abreast of the situation. Equally, we have blogs, we've got Twitter page, Facebook, etc. So people can sort of be kept abreast of what's going on. And we send updates regularly back from theatre, back to the rear team back in Germany, and they disseminate that information really quite well.
Okay, and your family, Jim, anyone you would like to say hello to in particular?
Well, I'll just say hello to my wife, Kate, and my boys, Charlie and Fraser, and I look forward to seeing them soon.
Excellent. Good to speak to you. Jim, thank you very much for your time today.
No problem at all. Thank you.